Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Week 5 College Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie and turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. Love college football this year. Hate the NFL, Bob.
Yeah, it's a better product.
God, I took another bath last night, man.
I was on a bachelor party and I was like, I'll just put in a pay for the weekend parlay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like as many legs as I could put on there. Fuck it. First leg, dead.
Dead.
Fucking Baker let me down after all the faith I've fucking put in him. Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, fucking last night's game, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, the Bengals.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, he looked insane last night.
It was 21-23, I think.
Yeah, he looked insane. I mean, the Bills hit.
So that was the first time, by the way, gambling-wise. This is a crazy stat. That's the first game in, like, 30 years where there wasn't a punt or,
it was an incredible
turnover.
Game.
And, yeah, I mean, it was wild, but now the Bengals are 0-3. Josh Allen and the shitty Bills.
They might not be shitty.
Well, here's the thing. We'll find out. So they played bad opponents. Their schedule coming up is ruthless.
Yeah.
That now you're going to get into some shit here where it's going to get dangerous. Look, it's what I said on the prediction show for NFL. He's going to have to do it all himself, and he's literally doing it all himself. He was the top running back again last night.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
He might get a nice empty Lamar Jackson style MVP. MVP. This year. Yeah, you know what
he
I mean?
Might. Yeah. It might. And some people in the Facebook group were be like, oh, man, you can say Josh Allen sucks. Not that he sucks. I just don't know that he win a Super Bowl.
He will. He will.
I'll
keep riding for him on the show. I'll hold it down for Buffalo.
There you go. Good for you. But the problem is Mahomes is still out there. And good luck. But watching this team, I couldn't figure it out last night with the Bills. Couldn't figure it out.
I mean, who are they playing in the Jags? It's just a dumpster fire.
It is.
So it's.
But I mean, 40. It was like 47-3 at one point.
I think it was 34-3 at the half. It looked like a college game.
Looked like a college game. Yeah. It was out of control. And again, it's not like the Bills are doing anything special. They can't run the ball. They don't have anyone. So you know that you can just focus on the throw if you want. Like, very, very bizarre, but we'll get to that in the NFL show tomorrow. You know the rules on college week after week. We'll go over last week's winners and losers and then make our predictions for this week. Start with the Friday night game last week. Illinois, where's the can? There we go. Let's go, dude. Hard AF Seltzer's in the stadium. They're undefeated, ranked number 19 in the nation. Picked this one, had a decent chunk of change on it because it was Nebraska -7.5. And my agent hit me up in overtime and he goes, hey, dude, we're going to win this fucking thing because he took the bet as well. And I go, well, it can't go into triple overtime.
Right.
Because then they could have gotten that eighth.
No, double. Yeah. Triple is only 2-point conversions.
That's what I'm saying. But
No. So the new rule is double overtime, you have to go for two. Triple overtime, you just go for two.
Play for play. It's just 2-point conversion versus 2-point conversion.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to score the touchdown and kick the field goal anymore?
Or it's just you convert until you miss.
It's Boo. One play.
I haven't seen that yet. I don't like it. Either way, Illinois won, and Nebraska is not back.
They will be. You know.
They will be sometime.
That's a tough L. That's a tough L for Nebraska at home, right after they get the hype and the ranking and everything.
It was packed, too. Did you watch the game?
A little bit, yeah.
They were
the bars,
going nuts.
Yeah.
It looked like a fun environment. Nebraska fans are always asking us to come there. We will if you guys are ranked and good. It's just
they're close.
It's been a very long time.
Rule is a freshman.
Yeah, I think they'll be good next year. I like Rule. Rule is good.
Yeah, I think Matt Rule was a great hire. I still fully buy into the Matt Rule era.
I agree, and I think Nebraska could be back, just not now. It's a little too young. Rule is a little too young.
The real question is Burt back?
I think so. He's always been a good coach.
He was horrific at Arkansas. But who isn't these days?
Who isn't? Like, Arkansas doesn't get, like, Arkansas is one of those schools that you brought up the other day where they just put too many expectations on a team that has never won anything. I can't remember an Arkansas football team that's ever won anything in my lifetime.
It's not the most storied program. They do have a national championship.
In basketball?
No, in football.
What year?
From the Jerry Jones era, I believe.
What year is that?
Like the 60s, I think.
Oh, wasn't alive.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They have some history, but it's crazy. Their last three coaches, Chad Morris, Bert Bielema, and fucking now Sam Pittman have kind of been a disaster, which sucks. Because Arkansas, those guys get up for it too. And Pittman looked like he was going to be good, but maybe Bert just needed to go back to the Big Ten. That's where he's from.
He looks like a Midwestern coach. Yeah. You see him on the sideline, he weighs 400 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just kind of waddles around. And then Arkansas's quarterback is now the quarterback of UCF, so I'm sure you're amped about that.
KJ.
KJ's in there.
He's doing all right.
Yeah. You guys are undefeated, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're currently the number one rushing offense in the entire country, so.
This is where, yeah, like, I will get to the Missouri game in a minute, I assume, but to Dan's point about UCF and about Missouri, as annoying as they've played lately, there's 26 teams who are 4-0.
Right.
In the whole country.
And so that's it.
What do you want?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for. Texas ended up stomping Louisiana Monroe.
Obviously, the big story from that game, the drunk toddler.
Yeah, drunk toddler was amazing. Just pounding Mick Ultra. Wish it was hard AF Seltzer, but whatever, man. We're not in that stadium. Next, so we won that one. Next up was Marshall, Ohio State. The homer and me took the 39.5. It was good on all the parlays, though, and it was fine. I was unaware about that heat wave that was going on up there.
I didn't know that either. Yeah.
145 degrees on the field, and that's the only time I've seen a stadium half empty, like right around halftime, where you're just like, okay. It's too hot.
Marshall. Yeah, you don't want to sit out there.
But you're
that.
Still boozing, right? So, like, I'll stay
booze in the shade, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you in the shade?
No, you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was a noon game, so, like, it was hot as fuck.
People forget, man, like, even because we're so used to, like, God damn, it's 100 degrees, and then it'll be, like, 86, and we'll be like, oh, it feels okay. But you spend 10 minutes in the sun in 86 degrees, you want to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, it's still awful. Or even 80, you're still just like, fuck this. Like, so I get it.
Let alone 145 or whatever it was. Yeah. They kept cutting across all the Big Ten to the sideline reporters of like, oh, can you believe this heat? It was like...
Also, yeah, do you guys have grass or is it field turf?
Turf.
That's what fucking happens, man. I hate it.
Get real grass. I hate it.
Yeah,
State.
Same
agree.
Thing, dude.
I agree. Yeah. And it's bad for the players.
Yeah, Missouri has field turf too. I want grass, but
yeah. So not a fan of it, but they rolled. Look, you're not going to find out about Ohio State until week seven. Let's face it. Georgia Southern at Ole Miss got this one. We can move on with life. Jackson Dart, though, still number two behind Cam Ward for the Heisman, in my opinion. He had another fucking awesome game, 382 and four touchdowns. Tennessee at Oklahoma. This was the game of the week. Got this one. This was Tennessee minus 6.5. And very surprised at how well the defense played for Tennessee. Oklahoma's going to swap out quarterbacks.
Yes, Oklahoma's switching their quarterbacks. Oklahoma doesn't have an offense. I don't know how. They got nothing on the offensive side of the ball, to the point where they're not going to fire Venables this year. There's some like SEC accounts already talking about like, oh, is Venables done after this year? There's no way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, that offense is in serious fucking trouble because it's been pretty anemic every year under Venables. What's more interesting to me is that Tennessee only scored 25 against the first good defense they played, and against a team though that has a good defense, yes, but has no offense. So you would have thought maybe like the floodgates open at some point, just because Oklahoma's defense should get tired,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they're on the field the whole game. Didn't happen.
No, look, it's a home game. It's a night game. The fans were certainly up for it, and they're playing the new Toby Keith song at the end of the third quarter there. And they did what they could, but like you said earlier, they have no offense, Oklahoma. They've got a pretty decent defense, and Venables is a defensive guy.
Yes.
So, like, that's not surprising that Oklahoma's got a decent defense. But they were really high on that Jackson Arnold kid, and now they're going to bench him this week for the other dude. But
Tennessee, they had the ball for 36 minutes, and they scored 25 points. I feel like this game didn't tell us anything. Actually, it told me everything I already knew about Oklahoma. I feel like jury's still out on Tennessee.
Well, you'll find out because they play Alabama and then they play Georgia this year as well. So the Alabama game's at home. Georgia is at Georgia. You got to win one of those to make the playoffs, in my opinion, if you're Tennessee. One would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Because you got Texas in that conference. I mean, it's just too many SEC teams.
Yeah,
you
can't get through without at least one test. Like, even Missouri has a soft schedule. We still have to play at fucking Alabama. So
let me ask you this. How many SEC teams get in?
That's really dependent on the other con. I'd say five is a good bet, and it could be...
Five?
I think, yeah.
That's a lot.
I think it could be six.
Five out of 12, huh?
So the two teams who make the SEC championship game are in. I would say unquestionably.
Yes.
If you have two other one-loss SEC teams
mm-hmm.
who didn't get in on because of tiebreakers, I would guess that they're in. So one G5 team is getting in no matter what, right? So there's 11 spots for the P4.
Yeah.
And then there's three teams that will get in on conference champions that aren't the SEC, right? So now you're down to, what, eight?
Mm-hmm.
Eight spots, one SEC team obviously in. Yeah, I just don't think there's enough teams, especially in the ACC, and like now the Big 12's eating itself with, we'll get to this game in a minute,
yep.
But K-State getting fucking murdered at BYU.
They're out. You can't have a 38-9 loss and then get in the playoffs.
It's just probably not going to happen. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you wonder.
Maybe four for the SEC.
I think four is unquestionable. I would put money on. I would put a lot of money on four SEC teams being in.
If Tennessee is able to beat Alabama or Georgia, just win one of those games, they're probably in the playoffs.
I think any SEC team that has one regular season loss or less is in. And you can get a two-loss SEC team in if they have one regular season loss and then they lose the SEC championship game.
Yeah. Ole Miss is only going to lose maybe one game. They have Kentucky, South Carolina, LSU, who stinks.
Stinks.
Oklahoma.
Why are they ranked so high? Why is LSU ranked this high?
Branding, baby. Yeah. Come on. 14, come on now.
14.
Branding.
Gross.
And they get Georgia at home. But then they finish with Florida and Mississippi State.
I think those are Mississippi State's awful.
They're both awful. So, I mean, I'm looking at one hard game left for them, Georgia.
So that's the thing. So Missouri and Ole Miss both have favorable schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is Georgia.
Yep.
Tennessee doesn't have that bad of a schedule. And Alabama's schedule is pretty rough, but they're Alabama.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's 5 to 6 teams. I think 5 is the number. Especially because the ACC stinks. Clemson already has... Now, Clemson's doing everything they need to do, right? Which is beating the shit, the mother-loving Christ, out of everyone else they're playing to make up for that Georgia game. But at the end of the day, they still have one loss. And if they lose in the ACC championship game...
It's a bad loss, too.
Yeah, it's a bad loss in that they played bad. Like, losing to Georgia is not bad, but
it could have been worse, man. I was at that game.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
And you want to know a sleeper?
Who?
Team that has like nobody on the schedule except Texas at the end.
Who?
And Missouri, but like they could beat Missouri. A&M.
Oof. God, I would be shocked. They just don't look like anything on offense, man.
But Arkansas is not good. Missouri can be beat. Mississippi State, LSU, South Carolina, New Mexico State, Auburn, Texas. That's their schedule.
Yeah. We'll find out. I'll say 4 for now.
I mean, 4 is the safe pick, but I just think the ACC and Big 12 might have enough teams worth putting in. Might not have enough teams worth putting in.
The Big 12, yeah, definitely not. But
how many do the Big 10 get in, right?
Big 10 will probably get 3.
So certainly both of the teams in the Big 10 Conference Championship are going to get in.
So you're probably looking at Ohio State, Oregon, potentially.
Penn State.
Penn State's got a cakewalk.
Yep. Penn State's only got one hard game, and it's Ohio State, but it's at home. I mean, at least they are playing it at home.
And you can lose that. It doesn't matter.
You can lose it, and that would be their one loss, and then they're in. So probably 3 from the Big Ten, and then we'll see what Michigan does. Who knows if they're able to continue.
So if it was 3 from the Big Ten and 4 from the SEC, that's 7, right? Then you go 8 with the G5 team.
Yep.
And then so you've got 4 spots left over.
Big 12 winner.
Two of which are...
ACC
the champ. ACC and Big 12 winners. So now you've got 2 spots left over.
Yep.
Just depends on who they go to.
ACC could get 2. Clemson and Miami.
Yes. If Clemson beats Miami in the ACC championship game.
Both are in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. If they keep winning, unless they have some
other fucking
Miami
already
weird
has
loss.
One loss actually going into that game, I don't know. But what's nice for them and what does worry me as a Missouri fan, what would worry me as like a UCF fan or any non-blue blood fan is you can just guarantee that the brand names are going to get preference into getting in the playoff. Leave no doubt.
I'm looking at Missouri next here. You guys have a bye this week, which couldn't come at a better time, in my opinion.
I completely agree.
And then the week after, you're at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
How do you feel after what you've watched the last 2 weeks there?
Who knows, man? So the Boston College game was annoying because we were clearly better than them and just racked up penalties. The Vanderbilt game was annoying because I don't know what the fuck was happening. I mean, I guess you could say the Vanderbilt game was annoying because our kicker, who's been rock solid all year, just decided to leave 9 points on the table.
Yep.
I mean, that game should have never touched overtime. And then we gave them 3 points on a dumb play. So you're looking at like... a 12-point, or even if you want to give him a miss, and like say, okay, you're not going to be perfect, a 9-point swing to the other side, which wouldn't have covered, but would have been a fairly comfortable win. They've just looked out. The defense has actually looked great. I have no problems with the defense. The offense has looked completely out of sync, and so hopefully the bye week changes that. Luckily,
well, you guys are going to you're at A&M, which is a tough place to play, and it's early, so it's going to be hot as fuck there.
I actually love that it's early.
Are you going to that game?
At TBD. We'll see. I love that it's early because that makes the crowd a little sleepier.
11 a.m. It is. It does.
Like a night game would worry me more. I'm not worried about the heat. I'm not worried about them dealing with the heat.
And then you got at Bama. That's not.
That's brutal.
Oklahoma's at home at South Carolina. I'd watch out for that game, dude. They should have won a couple weeks ago, and they just kind of blew it.
They are making some serious noise. A&M, I still think that matchup favors us just because, like you said, like you alluded to,
I don't believe in A&M.
They can't score, and our defense has been our strength so far. So that. Hopefully, worst case scenario is the type of game where I'm just slamming my head into the table, wondering why we're not scoring more. But like, and it's a close game, but we win.
Yep.
Bama right now looks like an absolute loss. Like, I have no preconceived notion about that whatsoever.
Unless their quarterback goes down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is just brutal. Oklahoma, I love that game too. Because I don't, again.
I can't score.
They can't score. And that's
their
at home.
Defense is all right.
Yeah. That's at home.
Is that a rivalry at all?
Yes. We're from not even the Big 12. We're from the Big 8 together. So
gotcha.
It's more of a rivalry on our end. They don't really care about us. But it's a home game for us. We'll be up for it. South Carolina scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's a crazy game. I'm not sure what's wrong with this. Look, watching Brady Cook, he was not great. Nope. Missing wide open throws there, and your running back is fine. He had 200 yards.
Yeah, Nate Noel's been fantastic. Our running, and as far as the offense goes, the running game has been fine too. It's really just the passing game, which
and
is.
And you got Burden there. It's like, dude,
our receiving core is fantastic. It's all Brady Cook. I was talking to the guys I was with this weekend because I was with all my fraternity brothers, and I was like, "Is this just 2022 Brady Cook again? Is he a pumpkin again?"
Yeah,
and like maybe
want to be Matty Mock.
Well, I hope he's not doing Matty Mock things, which is selling cocaine to our former producer. Or maybe our former producer sold cocaine to Matty. I can't remember.
They
what
did
it was.
Together. Yeah.
Who can be sure?
Who could remember?
Who could remember? Next up, Miami continues to roll there. The money was well worth it for Cam Ward. They keep moving up in the rankings.
It's
there.
A great win.
It is.
South Florida's not bad.
Nope.
And it's a road game.
And they fucking rock them. I mean, 50-15.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Way to go. Penn State rolled Kent State. Looking to close a Penn State deal very soon here for Hard AF Seltzer.
Let's go.
I know. So, yeah, as soon as that's done, I'll announce it, and we're going to try to get in through the entire state of Pennsylvania. They loosened up the liquor laws. Next up, USC Michigan. This was a fucking great game to watch. I loved watching this game. It was a blast. Old school. Michigan did exactly what I said they should do before the season. I think this kid only threw the ball 4 fucking times in this game. Alex Orgy, 12 times for 32 yards.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. And they ran the ball 46 fucking times there.
Mullins won the game. Like, he took it 60 yards last 2 minutes.
In that fourth quarter, man, he was a fucking beast. And they just kept feeding him. Donovan Edwards and Mulling, like, yeah, that's your formula right there.
If you
and
can...
by the way, their tight end was out. Loveland was out for Michigan, and he's one of the very best in the nation.
Yeah.
So say what you will, but that's a big boy win at home there, and they needed it for sure.
That was sort of USC's welcome to the Big Ten moment.
Yeah, but it was hot.
Yeah. Well,
it was for the
have...
opposite reason. Yeah. Like, they get up there, and they're like, oh, shit. 100 fucking degrees up here. This is not where we're used to in LA.
Do they even get any like brutal weather games? Not really. They don't actually this year.
They're off this year?
USC. They play Notre Dame at Notre Dame. Or no, they play Notre Dame at home. I'm sorry. Yeah, they don't get any tough weather games.
Washington
this year.
In November.
They've done that before.
It's going to be cold and rainy. I know.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Next up, Utah versus Oklahoma State. So Michigan, we got that one. Utah versus Oklahoma State. I lost the Missouri game bad, by the way, and that fucked up a ton of parlays. Yeah. Everything. I had them in every fucking thing, too. Utah ends up beating Oklahoma State with a backup quarterback. Look, this is Oklahoma State team. They're
Fraud.
Always, every year, they come in right around, 8-14, and then as soon as they hit that mark, they fucking lose.
I mean, they should have lost to Arkansas earlier this year. Like,
yep.
Arkansas handed that game away. I don't buy Oklahoma State. This is what I'm saying
either.
About the Big 12, dude. Like, this is your second highest ranked. In fact, they're two of their three highest ranked teams lost this week, I think, right?
Yeah, Kansas State. Kansas State's up next. They lost 38-9. I lost this game.
BYU,
dude.
No, BYU.
Got him.
BYU.
Oh, BYU. Is that what they're going by now?
They have a Jewish quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Good for him, dude.
Love that for him. So he can
Retzlaff?
He's allowed to fuck, right?
Threw a hole in the sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can jump on the bed, like I told that guest the other day. Next up, UCLA versus LSU. LSU rolled here in this one, I guess, late in the fourth quarter.
UCLA is a mess.
They're a mess. They don't have a coach. LSU is not very good.
This was way too close early on.
It sure was. It was tied at halftime.
Yeah.
And then LSU's defense stepped up, and they didn't score in the second half. UCLA watched that game. Notre Dame versus Miami, man. If you're a Notre Dame fan, you're going through it right now. This Riley Leonard kid sucks.
Riley Leonard sucks. Also, the voters, I guess, were maybe trying to bail them out a little bit by ranking NIU.
Yeah, 23.
But NIU lost.
Sure did.
So they're not ranked anymore, but that was predictable as fuck. NIU's not that good. That was a bad loss. So now Notre Dame's loss looks even worse than it does. I don't really give a fuck that you blew out Purdue, and I don't give a fuck that you beat Miami by 20 points. Like, yeah, because I've had Notre Dame fans start to chirp me to be like, whatever, dude, we're going to win out. We're still going to make the playoff. Like, fuck that.
They have one passing touchdown in the season.
Yeah.
One.
They've not done nothing to deserve. Like, if they lost to Louisville or, I guess, USC, but, like, this schedule is so soft. But, like, if they lost one of those teams, like, okay, sure. Like, you're a one-loss team, but they're not good. They're not fucking good. Florida State got left out of the playoff last year because they didn't have a quarterback.
Right.
Notre Dame doesn't have a fucking quarterback.
No.
And they have a loss, unlike Florida State.
Yeah.
So, like, get out of here. Get out. Fucked. You're
just
gone.
Get out. Just nuke this team. Get it out of my face. Next up, Louisville at Georgia Tech. Good test for Louisville. They won. Georgia Tech covered, though. So, thank you, Tech. Appreciate that. That was another dub here. Arkansas State versus Iowa State. I didn't bet this game, but it was 52-7 there. Congratulations to Iowa State. Didn't watch one second of that. All right, this next one I watched because this was in all my parlays at 25.
Oof.
So I had NC State at plus 25 against Clemson. Now, Clemson was beating the fucking brakes off them. It was 45-7 at halftime.
Yeah.
And I'm losing my shit. So I've got a monster parlay, six teams. Everything's hitting, and then I turn it back on. I'm like, well, this is going to fuck me, and then they start to come back. Now,
21
in the fourth, but here's the thing. The last play was a 50-yard Hail Mary touchdown. They kick the extra point, and they cover, and I think Jesus is with me, and he's on my side,
yeah.
And then Missouri blew the whole fucking card, and that was the only loss, but it fucked me really bad. But shout out to NC State for that last minute cover for the rest of us junkies out there. Buffalo at Northern Illinois. Game went to overtime, apparently, because I'm reading it on my screen. Did not watch one second of this. Congratulations
to
the Buffalo Bulls.
Happy to see it because it fucks Notre Dame and also makes Missouri's schedule look slightly better. We played
Buffalo. 3-1 Buffalo now.
A few weeks ago.
3-1 Buffalo, dude. Yeah, Buffalo Bulls. Let's go. Hit me up, dude, for some NIL. I'd like to see a bullhead can. Out there.
Blueberry bowl.
That'd be fun, man.
Bullberry?
Yeah, dude. A little bullberry out there. Let's do it. We talked to Boise State the other day, too. The Boise State would be a really fun one.
That would be fun.
It'd be fucking awesome because we're going into Idaho here in a month. Next up, we got Bowling Green at Texas A&M. This game was way too close.
Was it? Is Bowling Green the almost giant killer? That's the second time.
Second time.
Penn State. Yeah, maybe they're just really okay.
Maybe they are. Shit, Texas A&M, though, man, you're ranking them on name alone. This is not a good football team.
Yeah, the offense has still got some serious fucking problems. I mean, Grant, like, it's a first-year head coach, right?
Yeah.
So, like, no shame. Whatever.
No.
Like, it is what it is. But, yeah, it's a flawed team for sure. And I don't necessarily even think that the defense is that great either. Just they haven't. Who have they played? Because we've basically confirmed that Notre Dame's offense is ass. Florida put 20 on them, I guess. Bowling Green put 20. They really haven't played a competent offense yet.
No. And when they do,
well, they
it's
might this
be
week.
Fucking lights out.
They might this week.
We'll find out. As always, though, before we get to this week's picks, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Now, if you're reloading the account, you're a day one homie. Bob, what do they get with that?
MyBookie Plus. I made sure I wanted to get the details exactly right, so I emailed our MyBookie contact, and I was like, you tell me every single thing they get so I can post it in the Facebook group so that those details are forthcoming. But suffice it to say, you are probably a MyBookie Plus member already if you are a regular customer.
I definitely am. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's not like it doesn't charge you extra anything. You just become like a VIP. But I'm going to get you the full details on that and post it in the Drinking Bros Sports Facebook group just because I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, and then we'll give you guys bonuses in there. I know I need them. NFL has just kicked my ass this year, man. I've been terrible. Whatever I'm betting in NFL, bet against it. And that's the beauty of mybookie.com. Take my NFL picks and bet against them. College, I've been normal. College has been a decent year, but yeah, brutal over there. Live casinos over there. You can bet on the national champions. You can bet on the Heisman Trophy winners. Still got Cam Ward at one and Jackson Dart at two over there. And probably Sam Durr for MVP of the National Football League this year. Who knows? But get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got DrinkingBrosTickets.com. So if you want to go to any of these events, go to DrinkingBrosTickets.com. For example, this Miami game on Friday. I'm looking at the site now. Tickets are $27 for Miami against Virginia Tech.
It's not a big
on
school.
On a Friday night?
It's not a big school.
They're playing in Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah, I
that's
know.
That's where they play.
And I feel like that's not close to Coral Gables. I can't remember.
It's a private school, too.
It's a private
school. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a big... It is a big brand, but it's not... Yeah, the student population.
It's weird.
Not,
yeah.
Not huge.
It's a very strange school, but it is fun to go and party in there in a weirdly empty stadium, and I enjoy it. But yeah, Drinker Bros Tickets has got everything. College tickets, NFL tickets, concerts, rodeos, you name it. We got it over there. You can go and enjoy yourself. And then last but not least, we got HardAFSeltzer.com. If you're going to tailgate this weekend, grab a 12-pack. We're live in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, Michigan now, and Illinois. Only Central Illinois right now. We just started over there. Obviously, and there's a store locator on hardafseltzer.com and your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest locations nearest you, and you can rage there. By the end of next month, we'll be in 12 states, roughly 25% of the nation there. If you're in Texas, all the HEBs, we're in every single Total Wine throughout the Southeast. Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama and Georgia. Kroger's in Huntsville, Alabama. Kroger's down in Houston. And yeah, there's Total Wines in Wilmington and Jacksonville, Florida, the two highest sellers, Wilmington, North Carolina. Let's go. 14-0 Liquors is stocked up, Richard Dinoff, so you can get some for the tailgate there. All right, Friday night's game. Bob, we got Virginia Tech at Miami. Not that it matters. There's no home field advantage there.
Not a ton. No.
No.
But it's they, Miami. You know what? They get to sleep in their own beds.
They do. That's true. It's Miami minus 19. Who you got?
You know, if I hadn't, prior to seeing this past week's game, I would have been like, I don't know, you know, it's a bigger matchup or whatever. But the way they just fucking ripped apart USF, I kind of feel like Miami's going full ruthless.
It feels like it. 19 doesn't feel like enough. I'll take Miami by 3+ scores. The other thing, too, which seems to be happening is it seems like the whole university is going all in on Cam Ward for Heisman, which is great because that means he plays longer and he's just stat padding at that
point. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He is 1,400 yards passing and 14 touchdowns through four
in
games.
In four
right
games.
Now.
So he's pushing Jesus almost 400 Christ. Yards a game. Yeah, he's been insane. And Virginia Tech, I thought they had kind of turned it around because they had two nice games against Marshall and Old Dominion after their loss at their kind of surprise loss at Vanderbilt in OT in week one. But then they come up against Rutgers, who is a fine team with a good defense in particular. Shiano, big defensive guy there.
Shiano, man.
They get kind of shut down again. Like, the offense shuts back off. I kind of feel like Miami's going to shut them down and dump in points. So, yeah, fucking...
I agree.
Miami rolls, I think.
Yeah. So I'm all in on Miami. Next up, we got Kentucky at Ole Miss. This is Ole Miss minus 17.5. It's a tough one for me because, look, they played like shit. Or Georgia played like shit against Kentucky. Was it Kentucky or was it not? So if Georgia couldn't cover a 17.5 point spread, is Ole Miss going to?
You know, Kentucky's kind of like, or not Kentucky, I should say, Georgia. I said it every week since that game, and I say it every year. Georgia always has a game like that a year where you're like, "What the fuck?" 2 years ago, it was against Missouri, who was terrible. Like, Missouri and they weren't terrible in 2022, but like, they weren't good, and they took Georgia to the fucking wire. I forget who did it last year against Georgia, but Kentucky does it this year. Like, that shit always happens. I'm not too worried about it. I think Ole Miss, Lane, they're going to beat the shit out of Kentucky. Lane typically covers. And the other thing with that, too, is Kentucky just got... Kentucky still got blown out by South Carolina like 2 weeks ago. I'd feel fairly comfortable betting betting 17 and a half. And if you put it in a 6-point teaser or whatever, I have no problems with it.
Yeah, and like you said, Lane covers, man. So he's covered all year long. I'm going to ride him and keep going with Ole Miss. So far, so good this year. So, yeah, fuck it. And then we'll see if this Kentucky-Georgia game was a fluke or not. Next up, they're playing for the Brown Jug up there in Michigan. Minnesota at University of Michigan. We're in the Brown Jug. The Brown Jug is actually the logo on our can up there in Michigan, like the actual one, which is fun there. Michigan -9. Who you got, Bob?
I want to point something else out before the -9. Check out that over-under.
35.5?
Yeah.
Wild, isn't it?
That's nuts to me, especially because Iowa dropped 31 on Minnesota.
Yeah.
So, over. Give me the over. I don't care if they both run the ball, whatever, blah,
me
blah,
neither.
Blah. I don't give a fuck. Give me the over. And I definitely lean Michigan. I don't think Minnesota's very good. They looked pretty fucking mid in that opening game against North Carolina. I know they shut out the next two teams, but then they play a competent team again in Iowa. Say what you want about Iowa, they're competent. And they get their shit pushed in. Michigan covers, and honestly, you know, Michigan +2 Minnesota field, whatever Michigan scores +2 Minnesota field goals probably covers the over.
I agree. And look, 35.5, I've never seen a college spread that low. I mean, that's nuts, dude.
I mean, Michigan could score 38 on their own.
Yes.
In this game.
Yeah.
It'll be mostly running the ball, but I don't buy that this game's gonna be that low scoring.
Yeah, I agree. Next up, you got Oklahoma State at Kansas State. This is two disappointing teams playing each other. At Kansas State is at -6 here. I don't bet on this because both of these teams could lose, and it would neither would surprise me.
No way.
K-State's way better than Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Yeah, K-State.
At home, Kansas State's going to push their shit in. Yeah. Kansas State's going to win by like 28.
I think this is going to be a double-digit win for Kansas State.
I'm not touching this.
Oklahoma State stinks.
I know they stink. What happened to Ollie Gordon this year? Did he just take the year off for a DUI, or what's going on there with him?
It's just easy to shut down.
Yeah,
I guess so. You can't just sit out the year if you just wanted to go pro, I guess.
I think this is a big K-State win.
It could be. Look, I just don't bet this.
In fact, I'm putting in money on it right now.
These fringe teams of like 20 and 23 like this, like, no. I don't trust either of them.
Kansas State's not fringe at home, though.
They're not fringe at home. And look, you need to remember... Well, the blowout's bad either way, but Provo.
Both of them got rocked last week. It's tough. Who wants to play?
Yeah, but they can both win the Big 12 and both make the playoff.
I don't think so.
Well,
they can literally just win out and get in.
They're not taking two Big 12 teams out of there.
Right, so Kansas State can just win the Big 12.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that's totally plausible. But shit, dude. I don't trust either team. Again, you guys can feel free to bet on it.
I just
don't have to.
I just put money on this game.
Next up, you got BYU at Baylor. This is Baylor -3 at home over a ranked 4-0 BYU team. You surprised by that?
No. It's BYU on the road. Baylor should have beaten Colorado last week. They should be 3-1. I don't know. Baylor has one mediocre loss. It's still a road loss, and then they lose. They also lost to Utah on the road. Baylor's basically done what they've supposed to do this year. God, that line is just. I would take BYU. I would take BYU. I'm not necessarily convinced BYU is going to win, mm-hmm. but I'll just take a close game.
Yeah, I'll take BYU with the points in this one. It'd be weird after blowing out.
They do weird stuff.
I know.
They do weird stuff.
This entire conference is weird, dude. The Big 12 is weird
just
as shit.
The island of misfit teams at this point.
Yeah, dude. I mean, even that Baylor game. I watched that replay maybe 5 times of that Hail Mary pass. What the fuck was 24 doing in the end zone? Like,
it's insane.
He literally just watched the guy run into the end zone and just camp out there.
Yeah.
And who the fuck were you guarding? Like, God damn. It's crazy. And then to see Colorado celebrate like that was hilarious afterwards. Next up, you got Wisconsin at USC. This is USC -15.5. All right. Wisconsin's quarterback is out. So they got two other guys that are on IR with linemen. This is a team that's a fucking mess right now. Tons of injuries for Wisconsin. I wouldn't bet on them in this game. I would take USC.
Yeah, I think Michigan's better. That Michigan win over USC makes me think they're quite a bit better than I thought they were. And maybe they just finally figured out what they're supposed to do with the talent they have.
Michigan has a really great defense.
Yeah.
And they've got two great running backs there. It was just kind of about putting the pieces together.
And I mean,
but they don't have anything in Wisconsin.
USC's offense outscored Michigan's offense.
Yeah. Like, no, it's not a huge shock.
Yeah. But like it took that pick six. They had a pick six, mm-hmm. Michigan did. So it's not as if USC was like horrific. Yeah, it was.
No, they weren't at all.
Yeah.
And they went against one of the best defenses in the nation, but they're not going against any of that. Wisconsin.
No, I think Lincoln, this is a makeup game for Lincoln, and they probably.
I agree.
I can see a blowout here for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they win handily there. Next, is that an 11:30 game for those guys? Yeah, shit. Out in LA. Next up, you got Louisville at Notre Dame. This is Notre Dame -6. I'm going to hammer Louisville.
Cardinals time. All fucking day.
Yeah.
All fucking day. First off, Jeff Brohm coming back to Indiana, where he coached Purdue for years. Notre Dame still can't score, I guess, except against Purdue, but I don't give a shit about that.
Nope.
Or at least Riley Leonard can't do anything. Dude, I'm taking Louisville 100%.
Same. Give me the points. I might even money line this because I think Louisville just beats them outright.
I agree.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't need the points in this one. And I think this ends Notre Dame's season for good, so we can stop hearing about it.
Yeah, hearing about it. Granted,
hear about it.
This is easily the best team Louisville's played all season. They haven't. I mean, Georgia Tech's fine, but so it'll be their first. It'll be Louisville's biggest test of the year. But yeah, I still think Louisville wins.
I think Georgia Tech's a better team than Notre Dame.
They might be. We'll find out. They play each other.
Yeah. Next up, you got Oklahoma at Auburn. Weird spread here. This is Oklahoma -2.5 at Auburn. Auburn has not looked good this year.
Very bizarre year for Auburn.
Very bizarre.
Losing at home to Cal.
Awful.
Losing
awful
at home to Arkansas. But I kind of still think they win.
Well, what do we know about the new quarterback for Oklahoma?
Not a lot. I don't know much about him.
I don't either.
And it's not as if. So in those losses that Auburn has had, it's not as if they've given up a ton of points. 24 points to Arkansas, who actually has a decent offense. Or at least decent weapons on their offense. And then 21 points to Cal. I would guess, I don't know enough about Cal's offense, even though I watched some of that Auburn game, but I've watched Arkansas enough to know Arkansas has better offensive talent than Oklahoma. And Cal probably does too. So again, with anytime I see Oklahoma play, I'm like, yeah, but are you going to score? Like Houston's defense choked out Oklahoma's offense and Houston sucks ass. I think Auburn wins this game, and it's a home game.
Michael Hawkins Jr., freshman from McKinney, Texas, went to Frisco Emerson. He's only a 3-star.
Interesting. And they're going to let him roll. All right. Look, I'll ride with Oklahoma in this one, -2.5, just to see what happens here. There's not a ton of great games this weekend, but fuck it. I'll roll the dice on this because I need something in that 2:30 slot for me. Besides that Louisville game. But yeah, who knows in this one? You know, we'll see what this kid is like. I mean, for real, he's never played, so who fucking knows? Next up, we got Arkansas at Texas A&M. This is A&M -4. Who you got?
Arkansas. To cover, maybe to win. I might do like a sprinkle like moneyline dog parlay this week just with Arkansas.
Auburn.
Arkansas, Auburn, and Louisville.
Okay.
Actually, I am going to do that. I'm going to put $20 on those three dogs.
You know, that's a bad idea.
Why?
To Arkansas.
I
you cannot put money on Arkansas.
Sprinkle. I said sprinkle. Look, I'm not putting the mortgage on.
I don't believe in A&M, though. Like
I know, but Arkansas beats themselves so many times.
I agree. Arkansas is I'm just saying, man, the A&M's offense has looked bad.
It has looked awful.
And Arkansas should be 4-0, if we're being completely honest.
Yep.
And they are 3-1.
They should be 4-0. Yeah.
Should be. For that reason, I'm with you. I'm taking the +4 for Arkansas, man. I don't believe at all in this A&M team. Where the fuck did all this NIL money go? I mean, they're number one.
Look,
they're number one in NIL.
Just because you have NIL money doesn't mean you should spend it all in 1 year. Right?
Or that somebody wants to go to College Station.
Yeah, that too. But so maybe they spend it on freshmen, right? Like you can spend money on freshmen, but they're still fucking freshmen.
Sure.
So develop them. You know what I mean? Like keep them there with the money. And maybe in 2 years, 3 years, yeah, then you have your powerhouse team. Like It's not free agency. And even half the time when teams do this in the pros, unless it's the NBA, basically, but even a lot of times in the NBA, when they just stack their team with random free agents, it like doesn't work ever.
Right.
Like, you got to build a team. No, it's even probably more true in college when the kids are younger and dumber and less skilled. So, yeah, dude, fucking let them build. The NIL money's there. I think they will build something. I think they will be a dangerous team, but not right now.
Not now.
Yeah.
Not now. Next up is Mississippi State at Texas. 3:15 game here in Austin. This is Texas minus 38.5. Look, Mississippi State is fucking awful.
It's pretty gnarly.
Arch Manning should be starting again, I think, here for this one. So,
okay.
If you're a homer and you bet spreads this high, like, I'll do it for Ohio State just because I like them. But if you're a homer and you bet spreads this high, fine. But what do you think? 38.5?
I don't know about the line, but I kind of like the over.
At 62.5?
It's kind of low for a blowout game like that. Say what you want about Mississippi State. You can say plenty, but they scored 23 against Arizona State and 28 against Florida. So
not Texas defenses.
I get that, but Texas is going to score a shit ton. I think the over would be my play here. I would probably stay away from this game overall, but if I made a play, it would be on the over.
Okay. Weather's going to be 93 at kickoff, so watch out for that. It's going to be another hot one. Jesus Christ. It's fall.
Mid-afternoon kickoff.
It's supposed to be fall here, guys, in this fucking state. Next up, Ohio State at Michigan State. Here as they begin conference play. So Ohio State minus 24. I don't know much about Michigan State here, to be honest with you.
Oregon State's former coach is in his first year there.
Jonathan Smith has the boys humming, even though they just lost to Boston College.
Well, barely by four. Otherwise, they'd be 4-0.
I mean, Boston College
kept it close. Boston College
not a bad
team. is a difficult team. 24 points on the road is a lot.
They're going to try to run the ball on you.
They had a good road win against Maryland. I kind of feel like Michigan State covers. Only because of style of play.
They might. And look, Ohio State runs the ball a lot, so you could really choke down this clock in this game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would stay away from the 24 points. You also have to ask yourself, like, how much does Ohio State care up until Oregon at this point? Like, they're still trying out wild shit over there just because they can. A lot of these teams who aren't playing anybody, you know, this deep into the season right now, you can still afford to do that bullshit.
It's a night game on the road against a kind of a rival,
and it's on Peacock.
Yeah,
and trust that.
Give me a defensive score for Michigan or for Ohio State if you can. Michigan State's quarterback is totally not. He's very
seven interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, look. So that's erratic. How to that point. That's how they beat this spread is a couple pick sixes from the defense. Obviously, Ohio State certainly has the talent on defense, probably the best defense in the nation. So, yeah, they'll probably pick this kid off a couple times, but due to the running of it, we'll see. This is a homer pick that if you like Ohio State, sure, you bet that 24. Or a Michigan State guy, you take the points. But, yeah, I will bet it behind the scenes, just not in real life that I'll put out publicly, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I would bet this game is fun to watch for at least some portion of it before Ohio State slams the door, but it could end up being under. It could be like 21.
Well, the fun thing that is, if you're an Ohio State fan watching these games, is seeing what they're trying to do with all this talent on this team, and that Jeremiah Smith kid. Jesus Christ, man, that's could be the greatest wide receiver I've ever seen, and it's a lot. Saying what's
going
through that program. God, that guy's good. True freshman starting at 18 has broken every record there is so far here. Next up, Stanford at Clemson. Clemson minus 21.5. Stanford just took down Honda McCord and Syracuse.
Went into the
there.
Fucking Carrier Dome.
Dominated them. Just dominated them. Klubnik is starting to figure it out. It looks like 8 touchdowns, 1 interception on the season here. Clemson minus 21.5. Do you take this? It's a night game in Clemson.
I take a half point and I take it.
Okay.
For Clemson. Dabo's got the boys playing mean. And I said earlier, with how bad that Georgia loss was, Dabo's clearly got resume on the mind.
Yep.
So he wants to stack massive fucking wins. Because even though they looked like shit in that Georgia game, eventually you can make the argument that's week one. That's not the same team as it is in week 10, 11, 12, right? So it's okay. We got our shit pushed in by Georgia, and then we just fucking ran through everyone else.
And like you said, if they win out, they're in. There's nothing you can do about it because they would play Miami.
Yeah.
So if they win out and they play Miami and beat Miami, they're in the playoffs. So they still have a shot even at 17.
If things shake out a certain way, they can get in with two losses if that second loss is the ACC championship game. Because
maybe it's a close game.
They have the branding.
Yep.
The one loss was to Georgia in week one. The one regular season loss, I should say, in week one.
Right.
And then they blow the fuck out of every other team they play pretty much. Yeah, dude, a two-loss Clemson team, and Dabo knows that, and that's why
it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Next up, you got Iowa State at Houston. Houston's going through some hard times down there at 1-3. This is Iowa State minus 13.5. Who you got? They're undefeated, Bob.
Well, I guess Iowa State covers big spreads now. So, yeah, man, give me Iowa State. Less than two touchdowns. Houston's really bad. Houston's really, really bad.
Yeah, they're not great. They have a problem. Some money.
And look, I mean, you know, Iowa State, they got a shot at the playoff.
I'm not doing that today. I'm not doing that at all.
All they got to do is win the Big 12. And win the Big 12, you have to get into the Big 12 championship game. And their schedule shakes out real nice. All right? They play Houston, who sucks. They play Baylor, who sucks. At West Virginia is tricky, but I would not call at West Virginia. I would not call West Virginia a great team or a good team. They have a big game against UCF, but that is at Iowa State. That is going to be tough for UCF. Tech, not that great. Kansas, clearly ass. Cincinnati, who knows, but they're kind of bad. They close out the year with two tough games at Utah and versus Kansas State. But they, I mean, if they can go into the final 2 weeks undefeated or with one loss, they're getting it. They have a shot to get in the game, and then all you got to do is win one game, and you're in the playoff.
That's true.
So Iowa State, pretty fucking good. I'll take them to beat the shit out of Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take Iowa State as well, but I don't believe in them to go to the playoffs. That's gross. It's fucking gross, dude. All right, finally, the game of the week. Shit, might be the game of the year. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Georgia at Alabama. The spread's been all over the place for the last 2 weeks. Here's where we are now on Tuesday. This is Georgia minus 2. Bama is a home dog. You don't see that. When's the last time Bama was a home dog? Holy shit.
Would have to be Saban's first year. I would, or maybe second year, but probably first year.
Man, who you got in this one?
Give me Georgia.
Really?
I kind of think Kalen ain't played nobody yet.
It's true.
Kalen DeBoer ain't played nobody yet. Kirby is a fucking machine. This Georgia team already kind of had a clunker. But they absolutely completely overmatched Clemson earlier. One thing that'll be interesting in this game, I guess, is I don't know what is Bama's depth like post Saban year one with transfers and stuff like that. Right? They clearly have top level talent. How deep does it go? Georgia's fine on that. I mean, their receiving core is not good, but in terms of just like on the lines and on the defense and stuff.
Great on the lines. Carson Beck doesn't really make mistakes, so he doesn't throw any picks.
Yeah.
But I saw this team in person. I don't know what their identity is. Like you said, they don't have any wide receivers. They don't have anybody sexy at running back. I don't know who the big playmakers are, whereas I do for Alabama. For that reason, I'm taking Bama at home here, and I think Bama wins this game.
Well, they have their running backs, Trevor Etienne, right, who came from Florida and who is great at Florida. He's averaging 6.5 yards a carry. Doesn't have any touchdowns yet, but whatever. I don't necessarily.
No touchdowns, though, for Georgia through 3 weeks?
For him, for that running back, yeah. Another, Nate Frazier has a touchdown. I mean, they've clearly been, I guess, throwing the ball for the most part to score touchdowns.
Carson Beck has only got 680 yards passing on the season.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird, I'm telling you, go watch, when you watch this offense in person, like, how are you scoring points? Who is it coming, for real? Like,
yeah.
Who is it coming from? For that reason, man, I think it's Bama, dude.
Also,
I really do.
A full revenge game for Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Because they probably should have won, Dan's been saying it the whole time, they should have won the national championship last year.
I don't remember.
But they choked.
They lost to Bama.
In the SEC championship.
Championship. Was that the only loss they had?
Yeah.
It was. Okay. Yeah.
Right?
And then they
were
out of there.
I think it was.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was their one loss. They got left out for Bama, who also only had one loss at that point. And obviously you're going to put in
sure
Bama over them. Yeah, dude. This is this is a revenge game for Kirby too. So okay. I like this.
You're riding with Georgia. Yeah, break this tie here. Where are you at, Delco?
Roll Tab.
Yeah, same. Same. It's a night game. This will be a fucking blast, dude.
By the way, if you want to add Bama to your moneyline dog parlay.
I'm going to look, the all dogs card, I think it was last week or the week before, all that hit. So yeah. And I'll throw another one here. Illinois at Penn State, which is another great game. It's Penn State minus 18.5. I'm going to take Illinois plus the points. That's a lot of points for Penn State.
That is a lot of points which I don't think Penn State's really done against a competent team yet. Let me see.
Not yet.
They beat the shit out of like Kent State, obviously.
I think they also always kind of have a clunker against Illinois.
Everybody used to. Like, Illinois used to be a decent team, and they would always surprise people. I know they won a couple from Ohio State in the 2000s, but and it's not because Hard AF has these guys, but for Illinois, this is a lot of points, and Illinois has looked pretty fucking good, man. I've watched most of their games, and I think Penn State wins.
Yeah.
Probably by, 7 to 10 points, but I don't think they cover 18.5. That's a 3-touchdown game. I know it's going to be a whiteout game and all that stuff, but
night game, which is not in Illinois' favor in terms of Penn State.
No, and that's a look. I've been to a million of those up there, and it's a fucking tough environment to play in.
Yeah,
fuck. Even as an opposing fan, you walk in there, you're the only one not wearing whites. But 18.5, that's too many points for me. So I'm going to take Illinois with this one.
Yeah, I think Illinois barely covers that.
Yeah,
I'm not even necessarily convinced that they ever like threaten in the game. It's just a lot of points.
Yeah, that's just a lot of points. That's it. Next up, South Alabama at LSU. LSU minus 22.5. Sure, if you're into this.
Nope, do it.
South Alabama.
I'm not touching this game, so it doesn't matter.
Nope, I'm going to do it then. You want me to do it?
Go ahead.
South Alabama wins the game on the field.
Stop. So would you moneyline this?
Yes.
Fuck off. That would be hilarious.
What do we
dude.
Have? Like
at LSU?
Is it 8-1, 9-1? What is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You're it's shit. I bet one of these earlier in the year. Who was it? Florida State. Yeah, this should pay off. It's 7-1 or 7.5-1.
LSU is not good. And South Alabama's not. South Alabama can play.
South Alabama has dropped 87 and 41 in the last 2 weeks, I think.
48 and 87.
Take the over on this game, 65.5.
Oof, that's a lot of fucking points, man.
Not enough.
Man.
It's not enough.
Is it at LSU? It is.
Yeah.
It is
at Death LSU. Valley at night.
Yeah. I'm not touching it. You guys can have fun with it if you want to out there. There's plenty of other games to bet on here. Are you taking it?
At South Alabama, money line right now is 10-1.
Wow.
USA. USA. USA.
All right, you might have talked me into a hundo on that, just on a money line
to win
bet.
$1,000,
20 grand. Yeah, that'd be fun. I need it too. After this NFL beating I took last night, I've lost both games in that doubleheader. Jesus Christ. Next up, we got Washington State 4-0 at Boise State. This is Boise State minus 7.5. You know the rules here for me, guys. Been the same way for 8 years on this show. Always bet on Boise. It's been my saying. I'll take Boise in this one. Who you got?
Interesting game from Wazoo last week. I think that's kind of tricking people because they barely beat San Jose State at home. But a bit of a letdown game after tight Apple Cup game in Seattle. So I think they were kind of
they scored 22 in the fourth.
Who did?
Washington State
to come back and win.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, in overtime.
A letdown game for them. I think
San Jose State's good.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they have a double letdown game here. I'm going to take Wazoo in the points.
Okay. I'll be taking Boise there. I'll usually knock a half a point off of this one, 7.5. It's 7. That way, if it pushes, whatever. I don't buy full points anymore because it's just too expensive. Too fucking expensive. Next up, you got Arizona at Utah. Utah minus 11. Same question we ask every single week. Is Cam Rising healthy?
Don't care. Utes. Arizona is mid. Utes are playing for the playoff here.
Man, dude. This is a fun one, though.
Arizona.
For a Saturday night game? Like, a late one?
Oh, it's a fun game. This is a blast of a game. I mean, Arizona got in a shootout with New Mexico week one and then got blown out by K-State who they, I mean, they look just completely overmatched against K-State. I think Utah's is going to, this feels like a two touchdown.
They're
game.
More physical. Yeah. Utah should be able to just smash it down their throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to take Arizona plus the points, actually.
All right.
If Cam Risen's not playing, but check back in.
Arizona's got the best player on the field.
They do.
McMillan.
And if that kid's not playing, if Cam Risen's not playing, I think they might cover this. I still think Utah wins by like a field goal or something weird.
How many touchdowns did McMillan have week one?
All of his touchdowns. 90?
Yeah, so he hasn't scored a touchdown since that week one game?
I believe so, yeah.
Four touchdowns in week one?
Yeah.
I think he either had three or four.
Yeah. But they had a bye, so who knows? Last but not least here, 10 o'clock game on Fox.
Finally, some it. Big 10 after dark.
There we go, dude. Oregon at UCLA. This is Oregon minus 24. I watched that Oregon game, their last one. Looks like they're starting to figure things out over there. A lot of fucking speed on that offense. Do you think they cover against UCLA?
I mean, UCLA is just so hapless. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think they do. Yeah, it's a lot of points for a...
It is, and yeah. Like Oregon's been really hit and miss this year. They look great against Oregon State, and then
I would lean Oregon.
Two, yeah.
They have a bye. I mean, I think they're going to figure things out.
Who, Oregon?
Yeah.
I think they have. That Oregon State win
they
was...
They might have, yeah. Was. I mean, they looked really fucking fast on offense. Their run defense still sucks, but yeah.
UCLA can't score either.
No, they can't. I think Oregon's definitely going to win. It's just the points on this one.
I think the fact that UCLA has such a bad offense, I mean, when you get choked out to 13 points against Indiana, who's undefeated, by the way, so yeah. Look out for the fucking Hoosiers. But
I don't know if Oregon's rush defense stinks. I think Genty's just really fucking good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Getting gashed by Boise State is no
He's
shame.
One of the best running backs in the nation. Yeah. So.
Yeah, Oregon covers.
Yeah. Looking ahead here at next week real quick, because I love to do that. Clemson at Florida State. Sure. If you care about that. Well, ukulele's revenge game, maybe, I guess. Missouri at A&M. That's a great game in the morning there. Auburn at Georgia. Iowa at Ohio State. That could be a fun one there.
A lot of teams off next week, I think.
Yeah, a lot
actually,
of teams off.
You want to...
Ole Miss at South Carolina could be a scary
Ole Miss
game.
At South Carolina could be good. I like if you SMU at Louisville, I like a lot.
I'm already putting Ohio State on upset alert.
Against Iowa?
Yeah.
Not a bad game.
Look, the defense is always great for Iowa, but that's about it there. Spread will be 90. It's a 2:30 game there. That's,
boy.
Ohio State, at least it's not a noon game.
Can I give you a game that troubles me?
Go ahead.
Miami is going to be playing in Berkeley, and it's going to be at the game starts at 10:30 East Coast time.
Oh God!
So those Miami players are going to be playing a game starting at 10:30 p.m. on their body clock time.
ACC.
Well, if it's Miami guys, so yeah, they're used to it. They stay up till fucking 6 a.m. every night.
I think whatever that spread is, that might be a week that Miami doesn't cover if it's a big spread. Like a
oh, it'll be a
spread.
Big spread. I can promise
I just,
you that.
That's brutal to have to start a game that late.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's what it is for these guys. Again, I don't think Cam Ward gives a shit. I think he parties, dude. So I think you're good on all this. But then after that, we'll start to get into some really fucking deep, deep matchups here. Fuck, man. The 12th is just a pure insane day for college football. It should be a national holiday.
What, week 7?
We should take it off. Yeah. So it's, shit, you got Ohio State at Oregon, which will be there for that. Florida at Tennessee, we'll see what happens there. Ole Miss LSU, see what happens there. Penn State USC, see what happens there. That's a fun game.
Mizzou at Massachusetts, we'll see what happens there.
Traveling
to Amherst for no reason.
I think we like had to fill the schedule and just had no negotiating leverage.
Nothing.
Plus, you got the Red River shootout.
Yeah,
Texas, so
and they moved
Texas.
That to 2:30 this year, which is nice for Texas and Oklahoma fans. That game's usually on at 11 a.m. South Carolina and Alabama is a good game.
That is a good game. That is truly a good game.
And Stanford will probably beat Notre Dame as well. So, yeah, there's
I hope so. Stanford looked fucking not bad against Syracuse. Like
that game wasn't close.
And
I was watching it.
Yeah, they, I forget his name, but Stanford also has an excellent wide receiver.
They won by two.
Well, late. There was a garbage touchdown at the end, but they were up by 10 most of the game. Like, it didn't feel threatening there at all. But yeah, next, that 12th weekend, holy shit, that's going to be wild as fuck, dude. Let's go. But bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. When do you guys do Outside the Top 25?
When are we going to record this week? Thursday, probably?
Yeah, probably Thursday.
Thursday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any good Thursday night games there for Outside the 25?
Let's see.
Well, we got our game of the week.
Who is it?
We got Colorado. We got Dion coming to Orlando.
Playing, oh, against UCF?
Yeah.
What's the spread on that?
UCF minus 15.
Woo! I'll take Colorado plus the points.
There are...
That's a lot of points, man.
Yeah. I actually like this Maryland-Indiana game is interesting to me. Let's see what else we got here. That's
all right, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. I think SMU plays an interesting team this week as well, where it's kind of... Oh, Fresno State, UNLV. Big implications in the Mountain West.
Is SMU playing Florida State?
Oh, yeah, they are. Florida State at SMU.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some fun outside games this week.
All right. Let's rock. I'm ready to get back on the horse after the NFL. I'm going to have to change my strategy tomorrow with Derek Wolf on the show. We'll get into that. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is week 5? Is it week five already?
Week 5, yeah.
College football this prediction show.
Season doesn't last long enough. Meanwhile,
damn it.
Just doesn't last long enough.
Sure doesn't. Good night, everyone.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.